And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of What Did I Miss? And I can tell you right now, a lot. That's the teaser. And I can say this as well. A lot of football happened yesterday. Now, I know what happened because of my fantasy football presence, I suppose. And I'm on the brink of losing my first game of the season in my ladies league, and I'm not real happy about it. So, Mr. Jacobs, if you're listening for tonight's game, I'm going to need 15.7 points out of you. Thank you so much. But we start with breaking news, I guess, out of the league. Another coach has failed his way into multi-millionaire unemployed status. Matt Rhule, step on up, ladies and gentlemen. A 1-4 start gets you about 40 mil. Man, I love America some days.
We should all be
so lucky.
On
Canadian Thanksgiving. Right? This is the greatest scam going in modern history, is the coaching game. College, pro, whatever. All you have to do is sign that paper. And the minute you sign that paper, who gives a shit what you do? Because you're going to get your money. And I am, there are not groups of people I'm envious of more than I am coaches in America. Do you see something wrong with this system?
No, it seems like it's working perfectly.
As designed.
It's like, there's no, I mean, I guess pride would be the one incentive, perhaps, and not suck it up. But really, if you're telling me I can go out there and shit the bed week in, week out, and I'm going to, at the end of this shitty-ass rainbow, pocket about 40 mil plus, I have zero incentive. I'm going to party hard every night. I'm going to barely show up to the game on Sunday. I'm going to kind of make eye contact with the team. But really, you guys, you're on your own. You're professionals. You know what you need to do. And then when it's 1-4 and I get fired, I'm like, cool, sweet. Thank you. Hmm. Where's the incentive here? This has
to be.
That's
also not the end of the story, Beetle.
Tell me more.
I will bet you every dollar I have, which is significantly less than the amount he will get paid for not doing anything.
Damn it.
All my dollars that this man will have his choice of elite college football jobs. And or some great coordinator
broadcast
position on a winning team.
Good call.
Instantaneously, because I will remind the listener, and I have no idea why we're going to open a show after a pretty fun football weekend with Matt Rhule.
Breaking news.
That's what happens because the sports media industrial complex has hyped this man. I'm going in. We have hyped this man for multiple years. Remember the offseason of Matt Rhule? It went from, who is this guy? I'm sorry, what? A couple years at Baylor after a few years at Temple? And now this guy's just going to get his choice of NFL jobs? Huh?
Yeah.
That happened. That was a whole offseason where everyone was like, oh man, they want to get their hands on Matt Rhule. They're having an interview with Matt Rhule. And all of a sudden, they get him. They're paying him tons of money. He's supposed to turn things around. And now he's fired and excuses are already being made. Oh, he didn't have the quarterbacks. Oh, you know, McCaffrey was injured. 1,000 excuses just ready to be tweeted
McCaffrey
out.
Lives injured. So that's number one. Yeah, no, you're right. It is a, well, look, you're talking to two women here in Paige and myself. Men failing up, especially white ones. Nah, this isn't breaking news
tales
at all.
Old as time.
Tale as old as time. The sun will come up tomorrow. Another one of these humans will exist. And look, I'm not saying, I don't know him from a hole in the ground. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's a fine gentleman. He's a rich one now without having to do shit for shit. And I think we all are coming from a complete and total place of profound jealousy when we talk about the Matt Rhules of the world. And you're right. This is what I don't understand. I would not work again until, like, I guess if I ran out of the money, although you really shouldn't run out of money at this point.
Yeah.
If that's a lot of money to do with and invest wisely and live out your days. But I guess people get bored and want to go back to some sort of a job. But yeah, no, I'm going to take that check and see ya. I'm going to learn something else. I'm going to learn to fish. I'm going to learn anything else, but I'm not going to coach again.
Apparently he's friends with Kenny Chesney. Maybe he should just go hang out on one of Kenny's islands. No shoes lifestyle.
I would do that. That's what I would do. I'd be like, Kenny, float me one of your boats. Let's just roll this thing. I'm not doing shit.
God, I love it. So jealous. Ugh. All right, fine. We're going to talk about football. God, they're really, okay. I don't know where you guys want to start because I again, like I said, my weekend sort of came and went via my fantasy football lineup. And so that's mm-hmm. how I kept up. So what is your favorite game or moment of the weekend, if you had to pick? Gabe, you seem more fired up about it than anyone, so.
Well, I can tell you what my least favorite thing was.
Okay, go.
It was a sequel. It's actually like the 10th installment in this franchise known as the League stepping in to make sure Tom Brady gets what he needs.
Here we go.
A perfectly normal sack.
Sure.
That would look like any other sack in the history of football until this week was a penalty for the Falcons, thus basically sealing the game for Tom Brady and the Bucks, who might have blown a game against the Falcons if that had just not been called.
Which would have been huge.
Basically every single person any of us respect on Twitter agreed this was a terrible call that did not need to be made, but it's Tom Brady and he got tackled kind of hard, so let's make sure we throw some flags. Obviously, a part of this is we just saw what happened to Tua when he got slammed to the ground, and I think the officials were especially sensitive, which I am happy about. But the consistent way in which Tom Brady gets bailed out and given extra chances in life drives me effing crazy.
Yeah.
The trend is now 20 years long. Okay. He's a good football player. He doesn't need this much help, guys.
That's probably what's most alarming is he's a great football player. And I, okay, so two things I want to ask. And actually, no, really just one. Do you think that Tom Brady in the privacy of his own home with friends and or family, whatever that consists of, with Truth Serum, would say to you that he likes when these moments happen? Or if he had his druthers, he'd prefer they not give him these types of calls because it's making him look like a big fat wimp.
He 100%, not only does he like the calls, he believes he deserves them.
Wow, okay.
He does not think, well, that doesn't really, I'm so good, I don't want the help. I could prove it myself.
I wouldn't want it.
Yeah,
because
you're, but, cause you're I disagree. Not a sociopath.
That's arguable.
But I think he is a sociopath.
Why, Paige? What do you disagree?
Because I think he is a sociopath and he's so competitive, so he would like want to not get the help. Gabe is mad because in the presser, he said something like, I don't throw the flags.
I don't throw the flags.
Which is true. And what else is he supposed to say there? Like that's...
I mean, you could say something like, hey, league, I get it. This is in the best interest of quarterbacks. I'm a quarterback. But like, given my past and given the rules that have changed around me, maybe we not do that. But I did hear Ross Tucker talking this morning somewhere, and he was saying that like on the preseason calls in which they sort of get everyone back ready to go with any rule changes or things that are being addressed, that the refs were told and repeatedly are told, if there's any doubt at all, throw the flag, period.
Yeah, action bias.
Which, just, yeah. But I mean, again, it's because it's Tom Brady in this particular circumstance. And we're probably overreacting a little bit after the Tua situation. It's just funny because it needs to be Tom Brady. Otherwise, it wouldn't have mattered. Probably no one would have noticed it had this happening to us. But it's Tom Brady. And so it makes me happy because I know how infuriating that is for people. And they could have lost the game, which would have been a big deal as well. So, yeah, I'm with you. It's weird. He doesn't need the help of anyone in this league. It is frustrating as probably a fan or a viewer to be like, that's the guy you're going to help? That one? The one that's like the greatest of all time, considered by almost everybody? Doesn't seem right to me, but I knew Gabe was going to hate that. And that's why I was thinking about it. I know. I love it. I love it so much. Paige, did you have a particular moment that really stood out for you yesterday?
Ooh, I liked the tweet from Keenan Allen, who was not playing, but was live tweeting at home when the Chargers were playing the Browns and said, whoops, WTF are we doing? As Brandon Staley made a call to go for 4th-and-1 on their own 46 up to like a minute to go.
Yeah,
but
well,
I would listen to ESPN Daily this morning. They were saying that statistically it was the right call, which I find fascinating.
I was going to say, isn't he married to stats? Like that's his. That's his passion. He's a nerd. Unfortunately, stats aren't guaranteed. That's why it's, you know, probably, but it's him again. Do we think he keeps his job past this season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I think that people will talk about him as opening next season on the hot seat, but I think he will finish this season as the Chargers coach.
So hopefully, but I can't get mad at him for the stats thing. Like, it's that is where we are in sports. Like, it's you look at numbers, you have a book that gives you every possible scenario in that moment, and here are the odds about winning the game. So I can't get mad, but at the same time, it's I know how much it infuriates old school. So it's like, what are you going to do? You had to do it. He had to do it, but it's just annoying. And can you get in trouble for live tweeting if you're Keenan Allen? I wonder how that works.
I mean, like officially, no, but
they'll probably be like, yeah.
Usually coaches prefer feedback probably in their offices and not on the internet.
Undermining the entire system from home is probably not what they wanted. What about the Giants? I'm surprised no one said anything about the Giants.
The
London
Giants?
Yeah, the London
Giants.
They're
moving there.
Let's go work for the Giants. If they move to London, we should all work for the Giants.
We do.
Because I would like to move to London. And the British fans had the chants down. And that makes me love them even more. It was like, take your cheese and shove it up your ass was basically the gist of their chant. And I thought, A, interesting that they've adopted the Giants in that particular scenario. And B, I want to say this. Brian Daboll looks like every dude on Bumble here in South Texas. Like, I'm not joking. I'm going to send you guys screen grabs. Like,
please do.
Every single one. And I'm like, well, what?
So if you're looking to date someone who can win you the NFC East, yeah. Bumble's the app for you.
Bumble's the app for you. That should be their, ad. I also want to shout out kickers, and not all of them, but just Justin Tucker. Do we not give him particularly enough play because he's a kicker? Like, we don't talk about him the way we talk about other stars in the league. Is that wrong? Are we wrong? Or is it because he's a kicker and I'm stupid?
Yeah, you're an F1 person. Should we be giving more love to the guy who screws the lug nuts into the tires?
100%.
We
because
should,
you know
no.
what you know it's what happens when that guy screws game. Up? They lose. That's what happens.
Yeah, lug and nut. Then just fire him and get a different lug nut guy.
That's happening around the NFL as well, so I don't think that's unique to it.
But we shit on kickers all the time, and here's one that, like, literally delivers. cannot miss. So I feel like that maybe I don't know. I'm sure he likes it that way. He actually has the best of both worlds. You're like a stud in your town. You make decent money, but you can also probably go anywhere you want and nobody knows who you are. It's like it's the best case to scenario. Speaking of F1, anybody?
I did not watch it. It was at like 3 a.m., 2 a.m.?
Well, it started 1 a.m. East Coast. Should have started at 1 a.m. East Coast. It started midnight my time, but it was bad delayed. So we basically were talking for 3 hours before the race even started. And then they had a 30-minute clock, and it was delayed because of rain. It just never stopped raining in Japan. Sure, then when they did start back up again, we had already lost a few cars in the previous rain because it went 3 laps. At 3 laps, the thing got delayed forever. And then we had a 30-minute clock. I think it was 30 minutes. Might have been 40. And we had all of these scenarios in which Max Verstappen could possibly be crowned the world champion this past weekend. All of these scenarios were not seemingly going to happen because Charles Leclerc was second, blah, blah, blah. And just when you think you want to bitch about some of our leagues, just remember this moment because it was sloppy and gross and probably needs to be dealt with differently moving forward. But the race ends with Max Verstappen winning, but not winning the world championship, which means happily for all of us, it was going to go to Austin, where he probably would have had like an amazing championship celebration. But no. Within minutes of the race ending, and mind you, it's now, 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning here, there's, like, controversy. Like, wait, what? And as the guy's interviewing Max post, he goes, oh, by the way, you're the world champion. That's how it was delivered to the world champion of this season.
I just love Max saying, have I or have I not? Have I what?
Yeah, no one knew. Christian Horner had no idea that it even was a possibility. And what had happened was, and this is where humans need to sometimes just take a step back, Charles Leclerc had cut a corner, was penalized 5 seconds, and then was dropped down to the third place finish. And because the amount of time that had passed was enough to give full points, Max earned the right amount of points to be crowned world champion. That is not how that should have played out. You ignore the penalty, you let the thing lie as it was going to, and you move on to Austin and let the man have a proper celebration, not in the middle of the night in all of the places, and just sort of like, did I win? Are we sure I won? Like, I really hope they address it, because it's like calling a charge in a game seven situation that has way too much meaning. That is not how things should be determined, especially when inevitably he is going to be the world champion. We have four races left. Bro. Shit. Yeah. And then all that. And then I worked till 4:30 a.m. And then I never went to sleep. And then last night I went to sleep at 7:30. And then I woke up at 4:30 this morning. And it's the most sleep I've had in weeks. Yeah.
Maybe that's your new thing.
To not sleep for days and days and days and then just power through a 9-hour nap.
That's how you get the full thing.
I don't know.
Okay. Here's my question. And I was thinking about this. And Gabe, I would like your opinion as a not F1 or a new F1 person. We have four races left. Max has already won the season. Does that, obviously there's money on the line for second, third, below, et cetera, right? So there's still some stakes, but like largely for me, there's a little bit taken out of it, I think. It reminds me a little bit of like college football. It reminds me of college football bowl games.
Oh, that's
what
I
kept thinking of.
That's fair. But look, Max is a robot, so he's not going to let up, number one. The Constructors' Championship and those points, and more importantly, that money, because that's actually where the good money is. That's because it's for the team. It's like tens of millions of dollars at stake for each team. That's still very much in effect. And there is still competitiveness within those ranks. And honestly, like, we knew Max was going to win, right? Early on in this season, it became very clear how much more he's just dominant, but it has not made any of the races less interesting. Like, I think that the second on down has been very fascinating. There are still kids that are fighting and driving for potential spots next season. You know, we've already...
That's true.
Daniel Ricciardo will not have a seat next year in F1. So that is some sad breaking news. And everyone's sort of just kind of waiting to see what he's going to decide to do in a replacement situation. But yeah, I'm still very interested. And we can still, like, Ferrari can still fuck themselves in creative ways that we haven't seen yet. And so I'm also here for
that. That's true.
Yeah.
They've only done it about 10 ways, maybe 12.
Oh, at least 12 more ways. Like, there's definitely more ways to fuck oneself. Yes, facts. So yeah, so I still think, and it's Austin's next. Like, I'm just selfishly, I'm just super stoked to go to Austin for a week and act like a dumbass. So yeah, it's going to be good. I feel like, is that everything that happened in football? I'm missing something huge, but I don't remember what it was.
USC Trojans won again.
Who?
Nope, it wasn't that. What else?
Okay.
Oh, Texas won big and didn't blow it in the fourth quarter, which I kept waiting on.
They're back.
Yep, they're back. They're back. What is his thing? All breaks, no something? I don't know. Not all breaks. All gas, no breaks.
That sounds right.
All breaks, no gas.
All breaks, no winning.
We're not going anywhere.
the Mets are not back.
Dude, we will not talk. That is an embarrassment. Yikes. Can we save the Mets for the second part? Let's take a break and come back.
Well, yes,
the Mets,
we can, in fact.
Yeah, I fucking hate the Mets. All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We are back. We ended with some hatred towards the Mets. I am not going to apologize for that. But they are in the news for all the wrong reasons. Classic Mets. Paige, do you want to kick this thing off while you drink water? Or is this a ventriloquism thing? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, Gabe, you can do this one. I'm going
to
do this.
Ooh! Gabe used to be a Mets fan.
I don't think I should do this.
I think you should do this.
This show needs objective voice.
Okay.
Okay.
Here goes.
Yeah, Gabe and I are sort of reformed Mets fans.
Beetle, I've seen the bottom with the Mets. All due respect, I don't think you've ever.
No, really, I haven't. Yeah, no.
So it's this one harder for me to talk about, I think.
Because it's special.
Okay. Well, we almost had a cheating situation in playoff baseball. We know the Mets lost. But during that game, the general manager asked to pause the game because he suspected that there was some type of sticky substance on the pitcher's ear. So we had an incredible 10 to 12 minute break where the umpire was just gently touching, massaging. It looked like he was pulling a quarter out of his ear. It was incredible. And the Mets ended up losing. But what's is the potential ear substance cheating, which I couldn't find anything that has happened before. I know that people have been caught with substances, but not on the
sticky
ear.
Sticky subs.
Like the butt gross, vibrator cheating.
It is. Gabe, well, how do you blow it like they blew it this year?
So the cheating thing, I think, is irrelevant. I think that was...
It's just embarrassing.
Just gamesmanship. They wanted to throw him off. Probably it was hot sauce, which like apparently, I don't know. I played plenty of baseball. I don't remember anyone doing that, but it's just to like keep you alert. See, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Wait,
porn
what?
Episode hot sauce.
Yeah, in my
I
ear.
It was like icy hot, like that type of thing. Not hot
in
sauce.
My ear. I'm putting
honest,
these things in my ears.
To make your ear burn to keep you focused. Apparently,
Jesus
this is
Christ,
not something
bro.
I know a lot about.
Some Adderall in your life. That's weird. Go on.
Yeah, I test you for stuff like that. So I think
prescription.
Look, there's a reason why Beetle referred to me as a reformed Mets fan. And it's because I decided long ago, 4.5 years ago, I am not going to raise my children to be Mets fans because this is hell. And it's the same reason I didn't raise them to be Jets fans. And unfortunately, as October approached, before that Braves series, I was like, it's safe. My son's 4.5 now. He can handle it. Let's be Mets fans this October.
Woo!
So we went into this weekend, even after seeing what happened in Atlanta, and we're like, we're Mets fans. And he kept being like, but what about the Dodgers? Can't I be a Dodgers fan? I was like, no, buddy.
Aww.
We're Mets fans.
Why would you do that? Let him
choose,
at
least.
Because
I'm an asshole.
You
and
really
I made
are.
My son put up with that shit. They made my son put up with that shit. And it'll be another decade until they get a halfway decent team good enough to make the postseason to then break our hearts again. But this is just a repeat of everything it is. You fool yourself some point in the year, every few years with the Mets, and then they just shit the bed the same way every time.
But like okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. They won like 102 games. They were up 10.5 games, and then they slowly shit the bed as the season wind down, find themselves in this position, and now eliminated completely from the playoffs. They were the one team that people thought, ooh, they could disrupt the Dodgers. That's right, right, this Mets team?
Pretty much, because they had the arms for
it. Fucking idiots. That's embarrassing. I would rather not even sniff a winning situation than have that happen.
Yeah.
Because you basically had to not just shit the bed one way. You had to do it in like four different ways,
all the ways.
To get to this point. And
they
then on
the
top
parlay.
Of it, do this. It's just, the parlay on loserdom. That's what they have. And you know what really pisses me off the most about it is I don't fucking like the Yankees. How are you going to do this shit in the same town where the Yankees live and own you? Like, come on. You had a really good chance to make some people happy. You had it all lined up perfectly. You did everything you were... And then at the end of it, you stick your fingers in a dude's ear. That's just embarrassing on top of all of it all. That's just stupid. You look like assholes. You look like Bush League assholes. This is embarrassing. I'm going to keep my Mets hat because you know what? It's hilarious.
Mets fans, celebrity Mets fans... Line them up next to celebrity Yankee fans, thousand
like Jerry
times
Seinfeld?
More likable. Yeah.
Well, just Seinfeld alone.
It's
that's
all
it.
Just tortured comedians and true New Yorkers. There's no fair weather. No one is a Mets fan by choice. So you
well,
just
it's like Jets.
Get. Yes. You, which
oh,
is
no.
Larry David is our most famous fan.
Mm.
After
our.
You, Beetle.
No,
our.
I prefer Seinfeld. No, you're right. It's embarrassing. But, you know, whatever. It's all right. That's all right. I'll keep it moving. What else?
I mean, I'm starting to scan this next story and I'm just going to skip it for mood purposes. We'll
good
come
call.
Back to that.
Probably right. So it's too many words.
So apparently Mookie Betts bowled a perfect game.
Nice.
On his 30th birthday.
Of course.
So if given the right amount of coaching or cocaine, I guess I'll add, do you think you're more likely to get a hit off an MLB pitcher or bowl a perfect game? And I've
why would
seen
coaching
you
help? Like, what? Cocaine would
saying,
help me
okay.
more than coaching.
I wrote this. My
center.
Point is that, like, if you are given, like, you've trained for this, one of these, you've put the time in. This is not just like you're doing it tomorrow. This is like a year from now after, like,
it
daily
could just
practice.
Be like, do it tomorrow. It'd probably be the same.
Sure.
Okay, so let me okay. see. Do you think I am more likely to get a hit off of an MLB pitcher or bowl a perfect game?
Not a home run, just a hit.
I think I can get a hit. 100%. Actually, I know
same.
I could. Yeah. Bowling a perfect game, I think the
too
best
much.
I've ever done is like 150, and I don't even think that's true. That's probably a lie. So, yeah. And no. But getting a hit, I just need him to have one shitty pitch. That's it.
One inaccurate. Bad
one. Disagree. What are you talking about?
Strong disagree.
How? You think you bowl a perfect game before you get a hit off a pitcher?
Yes. And I've played some baseball, and I'm certain the answer is bowling. Because the pins can't, like, change where they're placed if they see that I'm starting to get hot. The pitcher just going to be like, oh, wait a minute. She actually isn't looking totally absurd when I throw a fastball. Here's a curveball. It'll be another 100 pitches before she feels comfortable in the batter's box.
You think?
The pins are just sitting.
No, I've trained for this moment, though.
I have to.
Mental
Do you know how good
fortitude.
I am at it? Gabe, did we never go to batting cages in our previous life together? Because I feel like you would remember that.
No,
if
but
you
I've
did.
Seen you bowling.
Right. And so my batting, way better than my bowling. Way better.
Okay.
Well, I feel confident in it.
Your bowling's fine. I wasn't thinking there's anything wrong with your bowling.
So now imagine the batting, how much better that is.
Again, the batting cage, what did you have it throw you 40 mile an hour?
That's cute. No, 60. I've done 60 and 70. I'm telling you, I could do it. I just need one mm-hmm. pitch that falls in the right spot in the right moment. That's it. I think the odds of that are far greater than me bowling. A perfect game is so freaking hard.
Is someone
so
backing
hard.
Up a car
yeah.
into one of your homes?
That's, yes.
Not my
that's
home.
The sound of a truck coming to back up and offer Beetle a chance to redo this whole take. Just back
no.
it up, Beetle.
No, stand by it.
Rethink
the
this
right
whole
take.
Thing.
If you're an MLB pitcher out there, or you know one, and he's got a couple hours to spare, let's make this happen. Let's just do it.
We don't even need an MLB pitcher. Just an average high school kid would be fine.
Fine. Bring on your stupid little high school boys.
Let's go. College.
Fine. I don't care. You bring whoever you want. I feel good about this.
Mm-hmm.
Real good. No, wooden bats? Are we doing wooden bats? We are. Right?
We have.
Okay. Fair enough.
Wooden bats?
What? I need to make sure I know the rules before I get ready.
If you made this.
Ding. Are we doing
put
those?
The ball in play. Just put the ball in fair in play, then easily fielded and thrown out. If you made it just that, ball in
Fine.
Play versus
Easy.
Perfect game, it's a 50-50 call for me.
Well, you're wrong. This is why you're not good at stats. It's way, way greater than that. But you know what? We're never going to know until we get a chance to make it happen. So this could be our next wish, and let's see if we can get it to occur.
All right.
Good luck.
I'm not going to mute. I'm going to let this garbage truck...
Yes.
Be a part of the podcast because that yes. last take was such garbage.
As you would say, that's good production. Great. Great job. Okay, Beetle, the 2029 Asian Winter Games. Ever since the winter here. The location's been selected. Which country is hosting? Take a guess.
Is this a trick question? I swear to fucking God if it's China.
No.
Well, then I don't know. Singapore?
No. No, I'm sorry. That was really, you were excited. It's not.
I mean, how many, Japan.
It's Saudi Arabia. We're having the winter games in the desert.
Enough what? Is enough.
That's
why?
Right.
Why? First of all, 2029, that's optimism. None of us will be here. But secondly, why do we continue to reward places that we don't need to reward with these monster global $1 billion making fucking places? Like, why can't we get a long master list of countries that we all agree on that we're like, we like them. We don't have huge fundamental differences. They're lovely to travel to and from. They've got the accommodations. The athletes enjoy going there. And then we just pick and choose and rotate from that list. Why in the fuck do I have to keep doing this? Like, I'm already pissed about the World Cup. I'm going to watch it because I love it. But why? 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 Oh. Because complete and total corruption. That's right. I forgot. You know, I hope the whole world's gone by 2029. I'm sick and fucking tired of this bullshit. Let's all just be dead. And then we don't have to worry about who gets the Asian Winter Games. This
what
is stupid.
What did I miss? Suicide Pact.
Yeah! Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, it's bad
dark.
Vibes. A lot of Olympians, a lot of athletes are coming out.
Why?
They're very mad about it. They're very
but
mad.
Of course they're mad about
for
it.
For a million reasons.
This is such bullshit. There are so many nations... Or groups of nations, if you want to kind of make these cool. My God. And what's wrong with having everything in Paris for the rest of our lives? Let's just do that.
May I offer Canada as a
Canada.
Winter Games option? They're
Thank
nice.
You. Various African nations, various European nations.
Sure.
South and North America. No. China and Saudi Arabia over and over again. Fuck. Oh, and Russia. I'm sorry. I forgot about Russia. This is ridiculous.
Can I just ask a point of order here?
I guess.
This is not a politically charged question. How are they doing winter sports in Saudi Arabia?
Opposite.
What?
I don't know.
I think they're building.
I'm not even asking the easier question.
They're building shit. They're going to make shit happen. Like, that's the other thing. It's not a naturally occurring place that you would want winter games.
So we're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to create indoor shit in Saudi Arabia.
That's exactly right.
So they can host an Asian winter games. It's not even the Olympics. It's just for Asia.
I mean, yeah, it's the, it could 12. Okay. This is ridiculous. Double logic. Hosts are becoming harder to find than snowstorms in the Arabian desert. For those willing to undertake the task, the appeal of this, blah, blah, blah. Why would you do this? It's awful for our sport, said Olympic downhill silver medalist Johan Clary. I mean, this is... Mm-hmm. They hosted the qualifying slaloms for the Beijing Winter Olympics in a refrigerated dome of a huge shopping mall with the temperature outside being 30 degrees Celsius. This is fucking stupid.
It's dystopian.
This is stupid. And it's disrespectful to the athletes who literally spend their entire lives for these types of moments. And instead we're like, here, why don't you go compete in a refrigerator that we just built in the middle of the goddamn desert for no reason other than corruption. Nah, whatever. Why am I even mad? I don't care. It's not like I'm going to watch a single minute of it. But I guess that's
the
point, isn't
the
it?
Other bummer thing was that it's now being speculated that part of the reason for hosting these is that they are working with, I think, Egypt and Greece, maybe, to put together a World Cup bid. So they're being very open about, like, look how we can host these so then we can host the real thing that we want, which is the World Cup.
No. Mm-hmm. I say no. Enough. Yeah. World Cup should be in places where Greece, I'm not even sure facility-wise where the hell we're going with that. For a World Cup? Like, do you know how many people descend upon an area for the World Cup from all over the world? Like, what? This is ridiculous. All right, next. Why am I even mad? Oh my God, I need food.
You haven't slept, or you slept too much.
No, I slept too much. It's sleep.
I'm going to pick around here. Well, I mean, we're already sorted down. I don't know if this is going to bring us up or down further. Here goes.
Down further.
No, I'm, well. Further. So the Commanders running back, Brian Robinson, who was shot just a few weeks ago. In a carjacking incident, apparently. He made his on-field debut yesterday to the 50 Cent song, Many Men. And that made a lot of people very happy. He seems like he's going to be fine. And apparently that song has a great deal of significance to the situation. Don't ask me to explain it.
Right?
Would you like to try?
Yeah, Paige, you're young. Do you know why?
Yeah, 50 Cent very famously was shot 9 times. His whole like first album, Get Rich or Die Trying, is about that. And I believe the lyrics of Many Men are like, many men wish death upon me or something.
Damn.
Yeah, dark.
So that's,
but anyway,
it.
That's it.
It's right as
that's
super.
Dark.
I thought there was a deeper meaning to that
No,
song.
It's very on the nose.
Right there for everyone to get.
Sure is.
I read into it and thought, well, surely it's more complicated than just both guys had been shot in the past. But that's basically what it is.
Yeah. Can I be a dick?
Of course. What has stopped you before?
Well, because semantics. And look, I'm going to preface it by saying this is a hell of a story. And I'm sure he has an outlook on life that most of us wish we could have for the rest of his days. But do many men want Brian Robinson dead? Or did maybe one or two just accidentally shoot him?
It wasn't a
targeted assassination attempt. It was a carjacking.
I don't think we know, but it doesn't seem like it, and he shouldn't welcome that if that's what it was.
No!
Yeah.
That's brutal. But it was a hell of an entrance, I will say that. Also, because who the hell thought he would be coming back out 6 weeks later? Just
do you
like,
guys, clearly not 50 Cent fans here, do you have an alternate song you would have liked to have seen Brian
Candy
get introduced?
Don't you dare say things
another
like that.
50 Cent song.
Yeah,
sorry.
You didn't have to be 50 Cent?
No, just any artist. What, like, thematically, what is there another song that you think would have been a better fit?
Something
is there
from
a song
Rocky?
About being accidentally or purposely shot in the leg twice in a carjacking?
Here's the thing. If Brian, and I'm very happy he's healthy. And,
for sure.
And it's cool for fans that he hyped him up. Too bad his quarterback stinks and lost the game. But great story, great comeback. And just a guy we're going to root for. But if you're going to do this, And you thought it through. 50 cents available. They did it at the Super
That's
Bowl.
A great
hang
point.
Hang him upside down, doing the thing from the video, and have him perform it live while you come out. Like, if in for a penny, in for a pound, Brian.
That's actually a great, great point. Because 50 Cent will do it. And we know he would.
Yeah.
Like, 50 Cent loves to be a man of the people. So
he was the best part of the halftime show.
Why didn't they do that? Now I'm disappointed.
I assume 50 is a busy man. The busy.
No, he's not. By the way, he's busy, yes, but he's also that kind of busy. Look, Snoop Dogg's the busiest person in the world, but he still can be everywhere at all times whenever asked. So can 50. So that would have been actually way, way, way cooler. But you know what?
We had time to prepare for this, you know?
You had 6 weeks. At least.
I just feel like if you're going to do it all the way.
Thank you. I've always said that.
It's too bad none of that will air, but, you know, that was some good brainstorming happening live.
Do we have any more stories?
We do. Oh. A quick question.
Did anyone maybe die when they got shot, or somebody with a bad disease? Could we do something even darker than
Saudi Arabia? Yeah, what about cancer?
Gunshots? What else do we have?
I actually deleted the real bummer question because it's too much of a bummer, so RIP to that.
Okay.
Here's Thanks a Quincy question.
Thanks for that story. Okay.
Quincy question. Nice.
Quincy nice,
question.
Good.
I wish we had now the theme back. Song. And as usual, I'll just be reading this verbatim.
Oh, God.
A kid ran onto the field during the Bucks versus Falcons game and got crammed. What lesson was the parent teaching by allowing this? Michelle.
These are great
Noted
parents, actually.
Parent expert.
I am a parent expert because I know what it looks like when it's shittily done. And this is not one of those moments. This was brilliant. This is a moment for this child to understand that, yes, you could do whatever you want. You can run out on that field right now, but there will be ramifications and you will accept them because you will not have a choice because your body is going to ache for quite some time after this. So yes, great lesson by the parents. I wish I saw more of this.
The lesson is called Fuck Around and Find Out.
Thank you. Thank you. Gabe, would you allow your children's to do this?
No, but I've learned that... You don't actually have any control of your kids. All you can do is tell them what you think right and wrong looks like, and then they're going to just do whatever the hell they want to do, and then you just have to help with the consequences. So
help
I'm sure the parents of this child are mortified, and
do you think?
You know, well, he didn't even really seem, I couldn't tell who that was. Didn't have much of a message. This just looked like a bit of a joyride that ended poorly.
I mean, it's just like...
At least, the guy who Bobby Wagner laid out was, he knew the risk-reward.
That was great. I've watched that 1,000 more times. Yeah, this kid didn't get very far, first of all, so you might want to work on that. Somebody told him he was fast. What I'm seeing is some dad in khakis and is the guy that took him out ultimately. So, yeah, I don't know. Might want to work on that. He might have been delusional on how far his skills were going to take him in this run, and they didn't
also
take him very far.
I think you got to be really smart about who you are fucking around with in life. So a couple people, this
True.
Isn't an exhaustive list, but a couple people who are looking to get aggression out and don't have as many chances as they would like are football players and security guards.
Yes.
They're
especially.
Just tend to be the kind of people who love hitting shit. Like, don't tempt them.
Security guards especially, because they are sick and tired of being called Paul Blart all day, yep. every day. They don't want to hear about it. They're not like, you know, cheap cops, whatever. So yeah, if I'm a security guard, that's the moment that I've been waiting for my whole life.
Yeah, or they're off-duty cops or ex-military, and they're like, God, it was awesome when I could just beat people up. And now they're like waiting. They're just waiting for some idiot like you.
Shark
Don't
in
give
the
them
water.
A chance.
Exactly. Or do, because I enjoy the videos. Please do. taking a quick break. We'll be back. I've already skipped ahead, and I hate what I'm seeing, Paige.
Discover the latest collections from David Yurman, as seen recently, styled on basketball stars like Jaime Jaquez, Jalen Green, D'Angelo Russell, and others. David Yurman is a celebrated American jewelry company inspired by the beauty of art, architecture, and the natural world. The story of David Yurman begins in New York City with David, a sculptor, and his wife Sybil, a painter and ceramicist. When the artists began collaborating, their goal was to simply make beautiful designed objects to wear. Over 40 years later, the Yurmans and their son, Evan, continue to redefine American luxury jewelry with timeless, modern collections for women and men defined by inspiration, innovation, consummate craftsmanship, and Cable, the brand's artistic signature. David Yurman's collections are available on davidyurman.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, we are back. There are certain words when they're in the lineup or that my eyes just go to, and these next three are hurting me, Paige. Go.
Fat Bear Week. We all know it's been going on. It started last week. Fat Bear winner is announced tomorrow, which is actually today because that's when this episode comes out. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I need everyone to know that last episode we spent a lot of time talking about cheating scandals. And it's come to my attention that Fat Bear Week is not immune to scandals and cheating. Okay? Thousands of fraudulent votes were sent in to Fat Bear Week.
Yeah. How?
I don't know. Computers. Don't ask me. They have since been discarded, so you can rest easy.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I just needed to let you know. And then remember months and months ago we talked about Otis?
Yes.
So Otis, unfortunately, will not be this year's Fat Bear Week winner. He was voted out over the weekend.
Wow. See, we build him up just to tear him back down. Otis was on top of the world. America. And now we're like, yeah, Otis got too big for his britches. He got a little cocky. Otis is out. I could see that.
Yeah, well, not too big.
I don't understand
that's
how
why he didn't win.
That's true. He wasn't big enough. But I don't understand how you could cheat on this. Like, when I voted, it was like, vote once, boom, move on to the next thing. Like,
I don't know. Bots?
Somebody figured out that's what they spent their time on, was how to fraudulently vote on a Fat Bear Week competition. We're not going to make it to 2029. I can't wait. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I hope there's fires.
Sorry. I think it's probably good that the extent of this fraud was just like probably internet bots, and nobody tried to get an anal bead up the butt of a bear.
That makes no sense, but
I think it makes total sense and provides a visual that I enjoy. So, yes, thank you. I just want America to know I have not watched this week's episode of House of the Dragon. So if there was some hot, sexy incest, I don't have a report yet. But I will. I just want to make sure y'all know I'm not dropping the ball. I will be watching it tonight, and I will get back to you on that. But we have what are we doing this week, Paige?
Our uncle.
What's happening? Our uncle. No, Uncle Dave already reached out to me. I'm in trouble.
Oh, wait. What did Uncle Dave say?
I told you he was going to be on Facebook, too.
He
what
said,
did I say?
Yeah. You up?
You up? What are you wearing? You kiss like your dad. That's his brother. That's just everybody wants to know.
My mentions have been horrible because of you, Beetle. I can't even imagine what it's like in yours.
Great. I don't know. I don't see him. It's beautiful. It's an ignorance is bliss situation, and it's how I live my life. So, yeah, we'll get on that. Zach Harper's coming on this week. I hope he's watching House of the Dragon.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Because NBA starts in 17 seconds, which is crazy to me that the season's already upon us. So Zach will be our guest on Thursday. That'll do it for us today. As a reminder, we will take your voicemails and then put them in our own words and then read them out loud through Paige's voice. 631-397-0403 is the best way and really the only way to reach us, unless you want to be a creeper and try to WhatsApp us. That's weird.
Don't do it.
Don't. We'll see you on the next. Oh, Gabe, you have something to say on the way out? You have dumb face.
I'm confused because I didn't look at the rundown. We just went 40-something minutes and the words Draymond Green and Jordan Poole were never spoken.
Nah, we were past that. Way past that.
That's old news.
Yeah, it's old news, bro. It's old news. Taking a vacay. Man.
Gotta hit that Fat Bear scandal.
I stand by Fat Bear Week.
I stand by Paige standing by Fat Bear. Fat Bear is forever, and it also includes all of us. It's inclusive. Good night.
Goodbye.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.